Stop by Ferguson Brewing Company in downtown Ferguson and pick up your tickets or purchase them online at fergusonbrewing.com.
How do you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up.
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 3.25% and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 3.25 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Back when you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars, really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now they bring you and classic car parts together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic car parts at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines, now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Can't believe we don't have a car show on the air. Just about everybody has to buy a car. Whether it's every 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, I've heard some great, you know, NPR, national car shows. We should have a car show. But enough of that. We do have a tech show. It's called Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez. And what do you know? It's time for it now. Now, here's my advice and what I'd ask you to do. If you want to get on here with Jose and you want some good free advice or answers to your questions about your computer, your TV, your cell phone, or whatever, I would call now. If you need to call, Dan has to have time to take the call. Put you on the screen. If you wait till the end of the segment, it's too late. We're going to close the segment and move on. And inevitably, at the end of the segment, boom, all the phones light up. So let's do that now. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And Jose is brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Yes, the same Oreck that makes the great vacuum cleaner has a lot of other stuff they want to show you. Tell them your AM and the PM, and would you please say good afternoon to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. Hey, everybody.
How are you, Jose?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Good. The big news all week, it seemed like, because I saw at least 5 stories on it on TV, were those glasses where you could look into the back part of your glasses and see stuff. I still don't see how that can't be the most dangerous thing in the world. When you're looking, you know, like, let's just imagine you've got on a pair of glasses or sunglasses and you're reading or looking at a map, you're gonna run right into the wall or traffic or something. I don't know how that... I don't think that's going to see the light of day for a long time.
It's got to be safer than walking with your phone and texting because people run into lampposts and fall into fountains. At least you can see through these. The other thing on those glasses is it's in the upper right-hand corner. So as you're staring straight ahead, there isn't anything. But if you look up and to the right, that information will be there.
Okay. And I told somebody the other day, I remember at least 30 years ago, it was probably Bell, Ma Bell, came out with the video phone. You remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a TV special news segment on it, and it was like an old newsreel, and Southwestern Bell has announced the latest in technology, and it was the video phone, and they made it very clear that whoever you called had to also own a video phone, and they said all you need is a regular wall power and a phone jack and a monitor, and if I remember, each one was something like $2,000.
Yep.
Yours and theirs.
Yep.
Now, you knew exactly what they were talking about doing, cordless-free, wire-free, on your the phone you put in your shirt pocket.
Right.
It's amazing.
It became Skype.
Yeah. And plus three or four other, they have other, Tango is one, Skype is one, half a dozen or a dozen of these video, you know, chat apps.
Right.
I know Tango Skype is another one I'm trying to think of. So how are you doing?
Doing excellent.
Yeah? Anybody else have anything they want to share with Jose? Any insight that of your own?
No, the only thing, I had a question on Facebook. Every once in a while I get on there and I get these things. People go, we're inviting you to something, or want you to join something.
Events.
Events. And then you click on it and it comes up and they want a bunch of personal information. Is that an identity thing, trying to steal your identity?
Yes.
Because I never click on it to join or do anything like that.
No, they're just trying to get the information out of you.
Okay.
Some of your personal information. They're fishing.
All right.
And you know what I get a lot of, too, that I don't respond to is this. Is it Lindekin? You know what I'm talking about?
LinkedIn.
The business thing.
Yes.
I get that at least once a week. Bert Thomas wants to know. I don't know. And I never know who it is. So I don't do that either.
Yeah, so if you don't know who it is, just decline it.
Well, and one, I'm not really, I don't own a big biz. I mean, I you know, there couldn't be that can't be a network that I need to be a part of. I could see where if I had an insurance company or, you know, that maybe that's a great thing.
No, I signed up for that a long time ago, and that they are really a bad offender of that.
Who is LinkedIn?
Yeah, getting a lot of email notices about
sending stuff out. So even if you know the person, don't click on it, because chances are
it could be if you haven't gotten an email from them.
All right.
Yeah.
And my very last question is, because I did call where you register to not get texts that are unsolicited.
No call.
Yeah, the no call. I did that. I would say twice a week I get, what, for the lowest insurance rates and call. Why do I keep getting those texts? How do I stop that?
Probably you'll have to contact the service provider for your cell phone.
Okay.
And they should be able to turn that off. The other one is, if you've ever answered the phone or done business with them before, they're grandfathered in to continue sending you information.
And I don't think I have, because these are pretty generic. You know, if you're paying mortgage more than 7%, you need to call this number. And it's obviously somebody I don't know who they are, but I'll call AT&T, because that's my provider, right? I have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll call AT&T. What do you have for us today?
First of all, you might be receiving some spam or emails from United Airlines about confirming your reservation. United Airlines' main ticketing servers got hit with a virus, and it's sending out all this information. If you don't have anything to do with United Airlines, you haven't scheduled a flight, just delete that email. Don't click on it, because when you click on it, it just continues to propagate that virus.
Propagate, that's a good word.
Thank you.
That's a good word.
Apple could become the world's first trillion-dollar company.
Whoa.
Wow.
As they continue to expand in markets, including China, their stock price is scheduled to hit over $1,000 a share next year.
Let me ask you a question. I saw where a couple of different analysts both predicted, and the way they phrased it, it's like there's no doubt about this, that Apple stock will hit $1,000 a share. Now, it's six-something now. What bothers me about that is I think there'll be people that look at that and take it as gospel, and they'll go buy a bunch of Apple stock, and we need to make it clear, and I think you'd agree, there's no way anybody can guarantee that'll happen.
No, absolutely not.
Now, Apple's not going to go away. You're not going to pick up the paper. Apple, out of business. That's not going to happen. But I don't like that when they do that. When I read where an analyst predicted that Apple, because I think a lot of people, they miss the word predict, and they forget that it's somebody's guess.
Right. Well, the other thing that could happen is Apple could split the shares. They could take the price at $640 and go, okay, it's $320 a share now, and we'll just send you however double whatever you have now.
Okay. All right. What else do you have?
New York is going to replace its payphones with Skype-enabled 32-inch touchscreen kiosks.
Hey!
Wow!
The initial rollout is going to be 500 phone booths, but they may expand it to all 12,800 payphones.
And you'll swipe a credit card, probably.
That's correct. You can connect to the internet, provide local neighborhood information in multiple languages. The plans to include Skype-based video conferencing, facilities to check your email, and even become a wireless hotspot if you'd like.
I think this could be something. I like that.
Speaking of wireless hotspots, roughly two-thirds of the U.S. and Canada households are currently outfitted with wireless routers for their internet. The currently world is about 25% or 439 million households. They expect that to go to 800 homes by 2016, or 42% of the world.
All right, what's the world's population?
Don't know.
Do you know? Well, what did you say? 400? What was the number? 400 something?
439 million households worldwide currently have wireless. About 25%.
Man.
Google struck a deal with Paramount. YouTube now has deals for movies with 5 out of the 6 major studios and has a rental library currently of over 9,000 movies. The Paramount deal will give them 500 new flicks. That'll be roughly half of everything Paramount's produced since 1950. Macintosh, 600,000 of these machines are infected, the ones that don't ever get viruses or Trojans. A Russian antivirus firm, Dr. Web, has concluded that 600,000 Mac computers are currently infected with the flashback Trojan. Apple released an update earlier this week to patch the vulnerabilities in Java. The problem is it's only going to protect those that aren't currently infected. To check if you're infected, the security firm F-Secure published detailed instructions on how to verify and remove the Trojan from your computer. And last but not least, last week we talked about Global Payments. A little company had a little data breach. Apparently they released over 1.5 million credit cards from Visa and MasterCard.
Oh.
Visa has decided they are no longer going to do business with Global Payments.
I got to go back to the flashback Trojan. That just strikes me as funny. It's like a condom that's a retro, like from the sea. Hey, wear the same kind of condoms your dad wore when he dated your mom. The flashback Trojan. No, that's not the same one.
Literally.
The same kind.
Oh boy.
Or maybe when you open the package, it just says round chicken cow cow.
You want to take a couple calls?
Yes, please.
Let's start with Jim. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, rest of the gang.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I have a couple of questions concerning a printer.
First of all, Jim, I don't know how you're talking, but it's real muffled. Can we clear that up somehow?
I'm on a cell phone.
Well, I know, but I don't know how you're holding it, but it sounds kind of like calling this a little bit. Go ahead.
Hold on. I think perhaps. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's better. Now, that's better. Whatever you just did, that's better. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a...
Well, that's worse.
A laptop and a PC that I'm not able to print off of. All of a sudden, I'm getting a message that says the printer is offline. And I've looked at all the settings that I'm aware of. I am running Windows Vista, and this is a wireless printer, Brother 255. I don't know if that means anything.
Jim, you're likely going to have to reinstall the driver for the printer on the computer you installed it on the first time.
Ah, okay. Okay, let me try that. Yeah. Thank you, Jose.
Go back through and reinstall those drivers, and it should come back.
See how easy that was, Jim? Thank you, Jim.
Bye now.
Yeah, Jim has an unusual phone technique there. Janet wants to say hi. Janet, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose, and I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
And
hello,
I
Janet.
I called last week because I couldn't get online, and Jose told me to call my service provider. I called AT&T. I talked to Robert or somebody in India for 2 hours, but I did get back online, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, a call to just say thank you.
Oh,
how about
that's
that?
Very nice.
Thank you, Janet.
Bye-bye.
And this is what happens when you folks wait too late to call. The screen is empty. We don't have time now to take them and type them in, so we're going to close this thing out. Next time, you should call earlier, because now they're going to all light up, but it's too late. We'll do this again next Monday. You can reach Jose at his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. And we thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers for making this possible every Monday. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Have a great day, everybody.
All right, Jose.
I don't know how to fix that problem where everybody lights the phones up as we've either finished the call that was... It's unbelievable to me. You just got to call a little earlier because now we can't get to all those calls. Here's the call we can get to. John Londoff, he's open late tonight. How are you, John?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
Good. I can tell the days that you're having good days because your voice is strong, and you jump right in there. You don't have that. I don't know. I can read that this is a good day in your voice.
Well, very, very rarely, really. You can ask Mimi. People around here, I don't have bad days.
Well, I don't.
I don't have time for bad days. There's just too much going on. There's too much fun. If I have a bad day and I'm like a downer, what happens to the rest of the company?
Hey, hang on a second. Let me talk to my people for a second.
Yes.
Can you guys imagine working somewhere where you can't possibly have a bad day because there's too much fun?
No.
No.
No, I've never had such a day.
Okay, I just wanted to check with them and see if they agreed with that.
See, you guys have a lot of fun. It's an act.
It's all show business.
Yeah.
It's an illusion. Yeah.
We're all miserable inside. Yeah. But
you guys are really good actors then.
Well, we are. We're among the best actors in show business.
Yeah, but you know what? No, we're having a great day. There are days when you call me, there's just so much going on. And I know that I've got so much time left in the day, or I'm going to stay late and have to tell Mimi that I'll be home later because, we got to do, take care of our customers, take care of business. And we've been busy. It's a very busy place in sales and service. But, hey, I heard you all talking earlier about Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
When we were talking Friday, Bill Clevin's like, he can't watch golf on TV. Man, if you couldn't get fired up watching Saturday's round and Sunday's round, if you like sports, it's unbelievable.
Well, here's what I'd say to Bill. I didn't know Clevin said that. My guess is then that Bill has not played golf or tried to play.
Yeah,
If you've never tried to play golf, then I would agree. It's the most boring thing in the world. And I used to watch golf before I tried to play, and I'm not any good. But I'd watch it, and I remember thinking, what's the big deal? You just take that stick, and it can't be that hard. And then you try it. And after you try it a couple times, then you watch golf and you go, oh, now I get it. I see how good these guys are. So I would say to Bill, you need to get out on the golf course a couple times. Then you're gonna get excited about what happened yesterday.
Well, I mean, it played pretty much havoc probably around the country for Easter dinner. I know it did at the Harrison's house, Mimi's sister Kitty and Craig Harrison. You know, she's yelling for everybody, Kitty, our director of marketing, by the way, to come in and for grace. And I'm like, can we wait for Bubba to putt? Come on. So then I ran in there real quick and just said, all right.
Now, who is Grace? And, you mentioned Craig.
Let Bubba make this putt. Come on.
You mentioned Craig and Kitty. Who is Grace? They said, come in for Grace.
Is she a relative?
No. He said Grace.
Aunt.
We gave a lot of great thanks for all that unbelievable food.
Okay.
It's a big week. You know what Bubba's real name is? Bubba Watson?
I saw it, but I don't remember.
Bubba Johnson?
Jerry Lester Watson, with a G. G-E-R-R. Jerry Lester Watson. And he wears all the white clothes to raise money for children born with birth defects.
Right.
So, nice.
That's the reason for the pink.
He's the real deal. He's a great young man, you know? And you got to YouTube Golf Boys if you haven't. It's Bubba and Rick Fowler, Ben Crane, and Hunter Mahan. They all... are doing this like video.
I've seen that.
Oh, they're all
the music video.
Tour. But yeah. That
the music video, right?
Yeah.
It's very funny.
What are they doing? What is it?
I can't remember the name of the song. I think they made up a song. Oh yeah, they made up a song. But it's like some of the younger guns on the PGA Tour, and they're just fooling around a little bit.
Football teams used to do that. Remember when the football teams would get together and they'd sing?
They'd do a Super Bowl music video.
Yeah,
Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
How old of a guy is Bubba?
33.
Whoa.
Listen to Tina.
Oh, listen to Tina. She fired that up right away.
She's got his number.
Tina, how'd you know that so quickly?
I watched it and listened.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She's trying. She's actually interested in golf. She's played a couple of times.
Yeah.
She's very intuitive.
She's making an attempt.
Getting the bug.
To, see what it's all about.
Tina, if you need to YouTube Golf Boys.
Okay.
Yeah, Bubba's in a... he's in...
Overalls, right? Yeah.
Well, when you name Bubba, you can do that.
His name is Bubba. All right, I read today. We're just going to blow you away. You know what the state of Missouri pays MoDOT each year to pick up trash along our highways?
$5 million.
No, so we I heard it was $5 million listening to a radio station. We went online and just $10 million last year.
$10 million. Whoa, back up.
Just, you know, we've talked about this before, Frank. But
back up a second. You heard it listening to a radio station. What does that mean? What station?
Another station.
Well, I was listening to McGraw in the morning.
Oh, I didn't hear him say, you know, I was listening to your station there this morning. Mm-hmm. He said, I was listening to a radio station, which tells me you might have slipped, backslid.
Yeah. I did not. I'm listening to McGraw.
Hang on a second. Let me ask my people a question. If you were listening to McGraw, would you say, I was listening to McGraw this morning?
Would
you
say, I would say.
I was listening to Tina.
Yeah.
No.
But
caught up in the Bubba stuff, you know, so I, you know, McGraw.
So that's ridiculous. We're paying $10 million. Why can't we put... I know they do it sometimes with the prisoners, but why can't we get more prisoners out there picking up trash?
How about people throwing stuff out of their cars and trucks?
Okay.
I mean, it just infuriates me. I was driving across the Blanchette Bridge one afternoon during duck season years ago, and there's a car filled with people, not one, not three bags of fast food on the bridge.
That's
what kept that gentleman on up Suburban from running them right into the guardrail? Of course, though, no road rage on my part.
No.
It's true. I did roll the window down, and I got the camo on, and I'm screaming at these people. And guess what? They had no clue. It just really just, I don't get it where people, and these are probably the same people that are infuriated that our state doesn't have enough money to take care of, charities. I know how hard it is for certain agencies, special needs children and adults, because they've had a crack back on money. Well, maybe because we're so busy picking up trash off our doggone highways. All right.
It's hard to fix stupid, John.
Hey, I just don't get it, man. But hey, the business has been great. A ton of people over the weekend. That came in that are AM and the PM, so thank you all very, very much.
That's 2,000 pounds of people.
Man. I hope that's a lot of thin people.
Yeah,
I mean, you have a lot.
Because that'd be only like 400 pounders. So,
yeah.
All right. I get obviously
four every really big fat guys.
It doesn't sound as much when you...
No.
A lot of thin people came in.
Hey, how about the pun on the way? Way, every word, after we're talking about tons?
What?
Way.
Pun on
what?
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Really? Nobody understood what you just said. Nobody got it. Nothing?
Well, you said, that there were tons, and I said tons of people.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a text from somebody, and they said Charlie Brennan was discussing that topic today on the
Whoa! Hold on!
My buddy.
Hang on!
It might have been Charlie Brennan, but
my
McGraw
buddy
Millian
Jade
also,
sent me
so
that.
Obviously McGraw and Charlie are reading the same publication.
Boy, you know what?
Got
this
caught in the cookie jar. Right.
This is the equivalent of me saying to John, I was out yesterday test driving.
First of all, I was in the office a little
he
after
cut me
Oh, man, he's trying to backtrack.
I don't think...
Now he's going
to
say he didn't have any control of what station it was on.
But he doesn't hit the airwaves until a little after 9.
So I was listening to Guy Phillips this morning. And...
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
Wow, this is awkward now.
You know what? Well, awkward, you use the word awkward. I use the word hurt. It hurts.
Well, it's...
Would you stop it?
It hurts. It hurts.
I just get McGraw on the line. Can you get him on the line?
Nope. Yeah, poor McGraw. I mean,
he won't give anybody his number.
It's like a slap in his face.
I got it. I'll call him right now.
Call him, tell him you and say, hey, I'm listening to Charlie Brennan this morning. And
and he said this. What do you think
McGraw
about
feels
it?
About that? Boy, oh boy.
Whew.
Well, let's talk about Chevy.
Okay.
All right.
Poor McGraw.
Let's talk about that. Like, we are, we're out of places to park vehicles. What happens when you sell as many vehicles new and pre-owned as we've sold, of course, we will go out and we're trying to buy more vehicles for our used car lot, so we really, really, really need your trade-in, all right? Please, we will give you top dollar for your trades. You know, you hear people advertising $4,000 over this, $5,000 over that. I don't know what that means, and some guys, they actually have people, like on TV, going, I just got $5,000 over Kelly Blue Book for my car. It's like, really? Watch that. Those don't look like those are real customers to me. But here at Lawn Duff Chevrolet, we will do whatever it takes, within reason, of course, but we'll do whatever it takes during your business right now on a new Chevy car, truck, or a pre-owned vehicle. And you know what? We just had a guy here from General Motors who said, you know, I got about 20,000 miles on my pickup truck I bought from you 10 months ago. Guess what? He's buying a new, trading in his 2011 for a 2012 Silverado extended cab.
Wow. You know what? Maybe when you deliver it to him, you can get him all the presets already set on Charlie Brennan's show for him.
Yeah. Man.
I'll tell you how great the deals are. Cause I'm sticking
how great
on
are they?
Four employees of Johnny Londop Chevrolet are buying vehicles and taking delivery. You know, since we had a big team meeting on the showroom floor Friday morning. And so... That's great news.
Hey, John, you didn't tell him who, did you tell Frank who bought one from the station?
Jim Huber.
Last week? Yeah,
no,
Jim Huber.
What a
nice guy.
He is a great guy.
Super great guy and had nothing but great things to say about everybody. And I said maybe if I get invited into the studio again one of these days that, you know, I can hang out with Jim for a little bit. But he came up to the office, Lisa McAllister. Superstar sales representative.
I'll tell you who lets you hang out in the studio with him, Charlie Brennan.
Yeah, I've heard he's really nice about that.
I can see that I've touched a little bit of an edge here because, keep bringing up McGraw.
You know, okay. If I had said to you, you know, this weekend I was out test driving a new Chevy Cruze. And it was
mentioned another dealer.
I didn't mention the dealer, but he knew I hadn't been there.
Yeah. You would be hurt a little bit. Yeah.
It'd hurt you.
No, because I know that you'll only buy for me. Because you know what,
he's got a point.
But he's John. You're almost like an ambassador now of our station.
You wouldn't think of buying a vehicle from anybody but me.
Well, it depends on what vehicle. I can't buy like a who is that? Uh-oh. Is that Brennan?
Yeah, it's Charlie Brennan. He said thanks for listening.
You know, if I wanted like an Aston Martin or something, I couldn't get it from you. You know, there are exceptions, but no, I would. Of course, I would never buy a Chevy from somebody else.
Well, yes, you could. I mean, if you wanted me to, you know.
No, I would not do that. No,
I can get you anything you want.
No, when you go off the air, then I'll do that. If you're off the air, I would do that. I would never do that if you're on the air.
No, all you do is tell him what kind of
I wouldn't even buy a Ford because to me, a Ford shopper could be a Chevy buyer if he's shown the product. He could be, crossed over, swayed. So I wouldn't even do that. What's your phone number?
Did you just say swayed or persuaded?
Mm-hmm. Swayed and persuaded.
I see. Okay. Not that I'm making fun of him.
What's that number?
Hey, the phone number here is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at londoff.com. Spelled LONDOFF.
All right. Open late tonight. They're on the way. We'll send them.
.com.
All right. We'll send them.
I can't wait to meet them.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Kids.
Bye. Bye.
For the rest of the show.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
All
right. Wow. Boy, that stings.
I'll tell you what. I was kind of laughing and joking about it, but that cut.
Yeah.
That hurt, man.
I mean, he's almost like an ambassador
when
of our
I think Londoff KTRS, you know, like hand in glove.
Like a brotherhood.
Oh, just imagine how McGraw feels.
The audience could probably tell we're stunned. We're a little bit stunned here.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Imagine how he feels. That's got to hurt. I don't want to dwell on it.
No.
Let's take a break. Big 550, KTRS.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How are things looking from up there, Tim?
Boy, we're up in the North County area looking at eastbound 270. You're already slow midway between Lindbergh and McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. But then from Washington Elizabeth up through about West Florissant, you've got slow traffic. And then it becomes stop and go through 367. Now, I look at it, I think there was an earlier accident, but that's been cleared. So that's where this mess is coming from. Got a new accident at West Florissant at 270, another one at Clayton Road in Brentwood, northbound 270 near Dora, a little bit north of Dorsey. Got an accident. They've just moved that off to the right shoulder. The traffic was backed up approaching Page. Southbound 270, that's running slow. Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, not too bad coming on eastbound 40 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane was backed up in Park. But once you get over the bridge, it's slow from the Poplar Street Bridge through Highway 64 at eastbound 5570. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. On the way to work this morning, or in the morning, stop by St. Louis Bread Company for a steak and egg breakfast sandwich, or for lunch, try the spicy crunch of a Cuban chicken quesadilla. Lendini, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Tuesday morning. We'll check markets with Stiefel Nicholas and Dwayne Thomas. Sam Donaldson from ABC News will be along to give us the latest on the presidential politics. And is your son or daughter thinking about joining a fraternity or a sorority? You're going to want to listen to this before they do anything. Join us Tuesday morning.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
The evening begins innocently enough. The dinner party with your friends is about to come off without a hitch. But just as you're putting the finishing touches on everything, you happen to look up at the dining room light fixture. Oh no! There you see it! Several ugly brown stains on the ceiling. Roof problems. A hole in your roof that can be repaired quickly, or maybe you need a whole new roof. Either way, don't delay. Frederick Roofing has handled more than 77,000 roofing jobs right here in St. Louis. That's a record that'll give you peace of mind.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Yes, you know the Frederick song, but Frederick is more than just a catchy tune. Frederick is more than 77,000 roofs strong. 645-2000, with a live person who answers during business hours. Algae stains on your roof? Frederick Roofing's Roof Restore is the fix at 645-2000.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Attention men, did you know that research has discovered one common thread that makes men more likely to be wealthy, successful, and more attractive to women? This single factor is also essential for healthy sex drive, muscle tone, and that unquenchable energy of youth. It's a man's testosterone, and it peaks in his 20s and decreases by 1% to 2% every year thereafter. By the age of 35, rapidly diminishing testosterone levels can result in weight gain, depression, and loss of self-esteem. The good news, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals is now conducting a research survey on increasing testosterone levels. Participants in a human clinical study using the same method saw an increase in testosterone of 60% naturally, with results in as little as 3 days. This research survey requires no travel and very little time. Your feedback is confidential and collected electronically. During this 21-day research survey, InnerThrive Nutraceuticals will provide everything you need for free. Space is limited, so call now.
Call 800-480-8121. That's 800-480-8121. Free trial for a limited time only, so you must call now. 800-480-8121. That's 1-800-480-8121.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Call Window World today and beat the spring rush. That's when everybody buys windows, and it's going to put you back weeks, if not months. Call Window World today and beat the rush. Save on your energy bills. Save when you spend only $189 per window, and save because they're the best windows in the business. You need windows. You need Window World. 314-993-1800. Call and ask how they can help you with those low-interest loans for windows. Call Window World. 314-993-1800. It's Window World.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
You gotta love Preparation H commercials. You know, when the guy's talking about, you know, when you don't want your hemorrhoids to flare up is when you're in a restaurant. That's why you carry these little tubes. I just see a guy, excuse me, getting up from the table and going and jamming his finger up his
butt.
Yeah. Coming back to the table. Oh, man. Hey, it's time to go to the movies. And Dawn Meadows-Dixon is here courtesy of Westport Car Wash. Last week, had somebody who went to Westport Car Wash, the one right behind us on on Page, and I had kept telling her, you know, this is a great car wash. So she calls me, she says, oh my goodness, she says, it's wonderful. And I mean, this car is really, really clean. And my point is, if you think that to get a car clean, it has to be wiped down by somebody, you haven't been to these car washes. Westport Car Wash, the one we go to behind us, it's on Page just east of Lindbergh. There's also a Westport Car Wash on Lee Mayferry Road just north of Lindbergh.
That's where I go.
And the newest, third location on Brentwood just south of Manchester, Westport Car Wash. Of course, they're not all in Westport, but hey, once you get a good name and a good product, you stick with it. Westport Car Wash is proud to present Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Dawn.
How are you?
I'm great. I had a great weekend.
And why did you have a great weekend?
Well, it was my birthday.
Who?
What?
Oh, it was your birthday.
The girl's birthday was Thursday. I remember at the beginning of last week I said birthday week. So I actually celebrated my birthday with the Lord's Day yesterday with Easter. So I had a share. I was a little upstaged by God.
By the Lord.
That's okay.
He can do that.
Yes, he can do that.
So well, who gave? What did they give you for your birthday? Your family? Did you get anything?
Well, I got to go to my favorite brunch place, which would have happened anyway because I decide where we're going. But and then, you know, I got the usual cards. Really, actually got the sweetest card from my husband. Just it was he's such a great card picker outer.
Oh boy,
so
really
beautiful. About to cry.
And then my daughters picked out a wonderful card, and they got me cute little jammies and a gift card to get workout clothes. So I'm set.
But your husband gave you a card?
Well, he kind of like, it was all the gifts were together from them. It was like a group.
Oh.
Yeah, but
well, I got to tell you, just sounds cheap to me. I'm sorry.
You know what I said to my daughters? I said, don't go out and buy me anything. I said to everybody, write me a poem. Uh-huh. You know, write me a little note. And they said, oh, Mom, no, I think we'll go get you. We'll go, they make cards for that reason. So, you know, but I appreciate a note, a card, and he did. He picked out the most beautiful card. I read it aloud to everyone.
Now, he didn't write it.
Well, but he spent the time to find it, and he's so good at that. It's
yeah,
like,
that's laziness to me. It should be personalized, written by him to you.
Yeah, it's personal. Well, you know.
He let a Hallmark person write a card for him. Can you read it to
Hallmark.
Him? Do you have it handy? Do you have it handy?
No, I don't.
I wish you did.
It was something to the effect of, it started, it said, I know it's your birthday, but the present I have today is that you were born.
Good grief.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
How much better do you get than that?
Oh, my goodness.
And I say in all sincerity, it was the sweetest. And I told him, I appreciate that more than, and he does, he puts a lot of thought into what he, you know, writes.
You know, I could sit here right now and put more thought into a card for you. Here, let me just off on the fly. my most prized possession is not my car. It's not my job or my beautiful lawn. My most prized possession is a wonderful person. It's my wife. Her name is Dawn.
Wow.
See, right there. Right there.
Wow.
Man.
Right there. More effort and thought.
No, this went on and on. It was very sweet, and it was a wonderful day, and I got, you know, got to have my favorite brunch and started off.
That same card.
Everybody was dressed up and clean all day. It was really nice.
That same card was given. I wonder how many they printed of those same cards.
Oh, yeah, millions.
I gave it to you to cheapen beauty.
500 other women got the exact same birthday card.
No, you are cheapening.
I'm trying to ruin your birthday.
From the tips of her toes to the tops of her head. Let's go to bed.
Wow, Dan, that's romantic.
Yeah, see, don't listen to Dan.
No, he
doesn't have the...
That must really work well for you.
Yeah. Real quickly, before you talk about the movie, I want to see this movie, Bully. And,
I'm seeing it tomorrow night.
Well, from what I understand, it's in New York and L.A., and it hits our theaters this weekend. And it's probably going to be a very hard movie to watch. But
I think it will be.
It's
they had the rating that it was too high for kids to see, and now I believe it's gotten the PG-13. It basically because they use the F word. But it's, from what I understand, a really important film. Another important film I'm seeing tomorrow is Three Stooges. So I'm actually seeing those back to back.
What do you have today?
Today, Undefeated. I throw this out. It's something different. It won the documentary for best documentary at the Oscars this year. And I resisted seeing it. It opened in, Cleveland. I live in St. Louis, this weekend. So I actually saw it today. I was planning on seeing it sometime this weekend, didn't see it. And I went to see it today, and I was blown away.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you know, you don't have to be a football fan. It's about an inner-city football team and this coach, Bill Courtney, who gives them a chance at life, builds them up, teaches them about courage and about being a man. And in the school in North Memphis, inner city, they had never gone to the playoffs in over 110 years of the school's existence, and he takes them down that road. But
haven't we seen
the
story?
Lives of these kids.
Haven't we seen this storyline before?
Well,
you have.
This is a documentary. It kind of feels like Remember the Titans, We Are Marshall.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is a documentary, and I personally love documentaries, and especially when it's great storytelling. And Frank, you are the master storyteller. I say that in all honesty. This film, though, does great storytelling through this coach. And what happened was, it was a little tiny film, and it's got shaky cam. There's nothing flashy about it. It was discovered by Sean Combs, who then helped executive produce it, and then, of course, distributed by Harvey Weinstein. So this little film that probably nobody would have seen is now being distributed across the country, won Best Oscar for documentary, and it blew me away. It showed these kids changing, and just it's really a metaphor for life.
All right, so we are out of time. ARDs for Undefeated.
3.25 ARDs.
Undefeated. Here we go.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, we'll talk to you Thursday.
Yeah, sounds good. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Dan.
Glad you had a good birthday. It sounds like a real nice card your husband didn't write for you.
It was beautiful.
Sure it was. Goodbye.
Right. Bye, everybody.
Wow, what a thoughtless husband that guy. Here, same card a bunch of other women are going to get right off the rack. Off the rack card. Dawn's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. There are three locations. Great car wash. You show me anywhere else for $10, you get a car wash like this. Page, just east of Lindbergh. Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. Brentwood, just south of Manchester. On the way, Bill Cleveland, if we can sneak him in here, and I hope we can. First Community Credit Union is, I've told you before, where I bank. I think six, seven years now I've been banking there. Other people around me that I know have been banking a lot longer. I think Paul Warner was sitting outside the door. You know how people line up to get tickets and 6 days they camp out? I think when they opened it, First Community, Paul had been camping out there. He's been a member that long. And we say member because anywhere else that you do your banking, you're just a customer. And I think it's appropriate to say just a customer because that's kind of the way you get treated at most banks, just a customer. No, you're a member of First Community Credit Union. You belong to the credit union. Rates are competitive. The service is outstanding. The popcorn is good. And when the weather's hot, the popsicles are cold. It's just a sort of a small town place to bank feel, but they're not small. It's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. Secure, solid, stable, First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oakland and Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Lakes Latino, well, that mess on 270 eastbound, it goes from about McDonald all the way out through 367, and that's slow to stop and go pockets. There's an accident right at Lindbergh that's moved off to the right shoulder. Now, eastbound 70, that looks pretty good as you make your way into downtown. Westbound 70, that's slowing from about 370, a little bit west of 370 out through TRQs. It looks like southbound 270, you've got some stop-and-go traffic from 40 down to Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 north of Dorset, there is an accident. It's on the right shoulder, but that has traffic jammed back to Page. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Sorento crossover with a direct injection engine delivering up to an EPA-estimated 32 miles per gallon highway. The 2012 Kia Sorento crossover has more features, more miles per gallon, and more fun. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiasaintlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good Monday afternoon.
You too, Bill.
Well, Congress says that the TSA is ineffective and rude.
What?
Imagine that. Congress telling people they're ineffective and rude. It's like Dan telling you don't know how to answer the telephone.
Exactly.
Oh, that hurt.
That should have.
Get that one out of the way. Yeah, some of the agents were up on Capitol Hill last week to testify. They, of course, drove to Washington, D.C. because they didn't want to go through all that airport security. And James Cameron has been in the news after his recent voyage to the bottom of the ocean, about 35,000 feet. The video is pretty incredible, although not surprising when he got down there, he still found a Starbucks and a Walgreens.
Oh, man. That doesn't surprise me.
And we told you last week about the 95-year-old woman marrying a 98-year-old man to become the world's oldest newlywed.
Yep.
If you want to get him a gift, they're still registered at Bed, Sponge, Bath, and Beyond. Yeah, the honeymoon was a beautiful romantic scene, an expensive hotel, bottle of champagne, both sets of teeth on the nightstand.
Oh, that is romantic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a beautiful
scene. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland. Big 550K Terrace.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you what, when you got his and her teeth in the same glass, that's romance, buddy.
Yeah.
That is true romance. One of my very favorite jokes, it's 100 million years old, but I love it. We'll tell it after we do some news and stuff. It's 5 o'clock.